Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. I am your host, and tonight I have a wonderful guest on by the name of Reed, and me and Reed have been doing readings together for a little bit now, and been getting to know Reed. He lives in my state, and anyways, we're going to go ahead and bring Reed on, and he's going to let us know what he has in, for us tonight. Reed, are you there?
I am. Hello, Adrian.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
We're great. And Reed, what would you like to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. There's just been so much going on. I don't know where to start.
Did you want to start with how you got into the metaphysical?
Oh, that's an interesting story. Well, ever since I was young, I was into, I guess you could say, the more magical things, like stories and movies and books. And it, like, I guess it just led me to start reading about, like, the real world version of those, like, magical things, you know. And I studied different religions, such as, like, Wicca, paganism, Eastern philosophies, you know. And I've, like, delved into, like, some metaphysical practices, energy work, Reiki, and it's quite a fascinating world out there that we live in.
And it seems like we always keep learning about the metaphysical and what it has to offer us in this spiritual journey that we're all going through, all these light workers.
All my spiritual teachers say the learning will never end. It's like, it's not a destination, it's a journey.
It's very true. It's just like the movie The Peaceful Warrior, you know? It's what he said in the movie. And it's interesting you'd bring that up, because I was talking to a client about The Peaceful Warrior yesterday, and I was telling him that that same quote that you quoted, that it's not the the destination, it's the journey that we all go through.
Well, there's another synchronicity.
It's another synchronicity, it is. And I was listening to a song actually this morning about our journey, not our destination, but our journey. And it was a song. It was a Christian song. You know, they were singing about Jesus,
and that
He knows. They were saying that He knows our destiny and He knows our journey, and He carries us through life. Sort of like, you know how you're saying about synchronicity, like when I was reading in the charts, it was when I was channeling Jesus and it was saying something about His hands.
Yeah.
Well, in the song, it was talking about His hands leaning us into the journey, into our destiny. So there you go, another synchronicity.
Oh, that's funny. So the universe is always giving us messages if we just take the time to listen. And you're very good at that, Adrian.
Yeah, well, you know, when I took my shaman class with Maxwell, I learned a lot to listen to the signs.
Oh, yes, that is an important part of shamanism.
And it's really opened up my awareness. I don't feel that that's what opened up my awareness when I became telepathic or clairvoyant or whatever you want to call it. I was given a gift by a shaman, and she goes by the name of Katie Croak, and she's the White Buffalo Woman, and she speaks to a Native American Indian, and she told me that she was getting close, ready to retire. She had me lay down. She laid her hands on my chest and grabbed my hand. And she said, "I'm going to pass this gift on to you."
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
And I'll tell you what, ever since she did that, I've seen nothing but spirits. I can hear them. I can talk to them. I've seen nothing but angels. And ever since then, that's all I've attracted since the fourth level training of,
wow.
of hypnosis. This all happened after our training.
And
so they say you've
got
to be somewhere in the journey, you know. Just like with you, Reed, you know how you're telling us that, you know, the reason behind why you got into the metaphysical and you were venturing off into all kinds of different things. Well, that's how you gained your ability, is by opening yourself up to those energies.
Oh, you know, and so
I feel that, like I say, everyone has to start somewhere, but they're always going to start in a different way.
Very true. And I always believe, though, to always follow your heart. That's, many good people I know do that, and they turn out quite fine.
Yeah, they say follow your heart, follow your gut feelings. You know, and if we learn to listen to ourselves and what our bodies are telling us, then instead of outside of the box, you know, we need to start listening inside of the box and start empowering ourselves. Empowerment is the most important thing.
That's very true.
Because we're not being filled, you know, and so we need to empower ourselves by saying good things about ourselves, you know, and being positive, you know.
Exactly. I've seen too many people give away their power to others, and, like, they don't even treat themselves right, and that's one reason their lives are just a mess.
Exactly. And you have to begin with loving yourself.
That's where my metaphysical journey took me. I went into, like, Louise Hay. She has this wonderful book, Heal Your Life, and that helped me tremendously. And a lot of that book is focused on, like, loving yourself and treating yourself right.
That's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of, you know, God's gifts that we should love ourselves. And do good things for others, you know, and learn forgiveness.
Exactly.
Forgiveness is a really hard thing for a lot of people.
Yes, and if you don't let that go, it can build a toxic energy and bring about health problems.
See, and I think that's why I had a lot of health problems, because I had a lot of unforgiveness.
Oh, yeah.
What that's done to me. And I held that in for a long time.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, it can cause a lot of stress. It can cause cancer. It can cause all kinds of problems. And we all go into that little funk, you know. And that's why we need to be reminded. We got some callers. Let's go ahead and start with the first caller. From the 901 area, you're on the air with Reed and Adrian.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Reed. Thanks for taking my call. Can you gentlemen tell me if this guy that I'm interested in right now is going to give me a call and continue the relationship?
Okay, so you want to know in the chart readings if I see a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see where your connection is here, and then Reed's going to pull some cards for you.
Thank you, Adrian.
You're welcome. Well, right now, it's saying that he's very, wishy-washy right now, very a lot of indecisiveness.
Okay.
And it's like he's straightforward with what he wants, but right now he's kind of in that space where he's not quite sure.
Okay.
It's like he's spinning around in circles.
Can you tell me where the indecisiveness is coming from?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell me why the wishy-washiness?
Okay, yeah, I can look further into that for you in the chart, and then I'll have Reed pull you a card.
Okay, thank you.
Or pull you some cards. I'm going to do the color therapy on you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to tell you why based on his aura, okay?
Oh, okay.
And this is going to tell us what aura he's radiating at right now and what percentage his vibration's at.
Okay.
Okay, it's the color green. I want to know, is this the right color that he should be working with? Does he resonate with this color?
Okay.
They're saying no, he does not resonate with this color. What color does he resonate with? Okay, he resonates with blue. And that brings that his vibration up to 50%. So right now he's in the green. Let's see what green means in the negative aspect. Let me read this really quickly here. Okay, green means down in the dumps, sadness and grief, poor me, dirty, filthy, just a lot of negative attributes. Feels lonely, feels sad. Unprotected, unloved, hopelessness. Those are all the negative aspects of green. It's like a muddy pool. And the blue is his positive attributes. Okay, and that means, okay, joy, peace, contentment, balance. Healing energy, freedom, goodness, harmony, hope, inspiration, cautious, authority, acceptance, and compassion.
Okay.
So those are the good energies that are around him, but he's more in the negative right now.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that.
And I'll go ahead and have Reed pull your card.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I asked the cards to reveal what you best need to know and do in this situation. And we got the focused attention card. That means you need to, message of this card is keep your unwavering thoughts and feelings and actions focused on your goals and you will make your mark. So this card is about finding your goals, keeping your energy there. I also pulled a rune that's like a Norse symbol system, kind of like cards. We got the endurance rune. So this means even though you're going through hard times, don't give up and keep holding on.
Okay.
So with these two cards saying together, it's saying don't give up on the situation and just hang in there a little longer.
Okay.
Got the hail rune, and that means so there is some destructive energies coming in on the side. We got the illumination rune, and that means new information is going to come to light for you. So I think you just need to be a little more patient, and some new information and new things are going to pop. So you'll know where to go further from there.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Caller from the 561 area. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and where are you from?
This is Lisa from Florida.
And how can we help you tonight?
I have an interview. Actually, I have two interviews, one on Monday and another one on Thursday. And I wanted to see if you think either one of these I might possibly get.
Okay, what is the first one?
What is it?
What is the first job?
The first one on Monday, it's for, it's part-time working for this man that needs somebody on a, to help him in his office, his home business. And then the one on Thursday is for an insurance company.
Okay, so it's saying that Monday is at 50% and the other one is at 40%, so it looks like you're going to get the one on Monday.
What did you say about Monday?
You're going to get the one on Monday.
Okay, I mean he works out of his house, and I don't know how professional this business is, or you think it's just going to be a temporary thing? I wasn't sure how this would pan out for me.
You want to know if it's temporary?
Yeah, you think it's just going to be like a stepping stone that maybe it would just be part-time, I have to find out more about it.
Yeah, it's saying, it will be temporary.
That's fine. It's just something to give me some income. So how long do you think I will do that?
It is somewhat of a stepping stone for you.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be part-time or it's going to more, they didn't seem sure about how many hours it would be.
Well, it'll be part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. They don't know yet. It hasn't been decided yet.
Really? So you think this is going to be for a few months or just a month or a week or...
Will be for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Saying no. Will be longer. Saying good possibility, yes. It could be longer.
Do you think it could be longer than a few months? Do you think it could go into full time, or do you think it's just a temporary job? Temporary.
I don't know. It's like saying the universe hasn't decided yet. It's like saying it keeps going to 45%. It just keeps saying it hasn't been decided.
Yeah, they seem very unsure. I guess it depends on what I can do. Do you think this is something I will like, or do you think it's just something that's going to bring me some income?
We'll go with Reed on that, on the card. Reed, what do you see?
Okay, well, I pulled some cards and runes. So for the first job, the Monday one, we did get the rune of abundance and, like, fertility and, wealth and status. So that will be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
We also got cards that says leap of faith. So that message is take a risk and put your heart's desire into action. So when it comes to this first job, it is risky, but the cards are saying there is abundance and you're taking a leap of faith. Then I pulled some stuff for the second job. And this one's saying it might be you got the Be Strong card and the Purification card. So I think the second job might be getting, it's going to be a little more stressful for you. You're going to have to learn to be strong. It's going to bring a lot of transformation to your life. So I think the first job is more you playing it safe, and the second job is a little more testing for you. And according to the root, what was that?
I can't have that. I can't have stress. I need something that's going to be flexible because I'm going to school.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely getting the first job has much better vibrations. Because we also got the sensitivity card, so that means things are going to be much more softer and easy for you for the first job.
Yeah, I need something that's not going to stress me out, because if I have to take off for a test or be flexible at my days, they seem like they would be flexible. That's what I need, and it's right near my school, which is really something, because I wasn't really applying for any jobs near my school, so it's really weird. I don't even know where this job came from.
Oh, wow. Well, I do know from what the runes and cards are saying, the second job is going to be hard for you, but it might be better for you in the long term. But this first job is going to be much more easier and nicer for you, and it's still going to give you fun.
And what? I didn't hear you.
What was that?
I didn't hear what you said. You said it was going to be much better.
Yeah, the first job, it's going to be much more easygoing for you, and there's going to be abundance. The second job will be a little harder for you, but it might be better for you in the long term if you're looking for, like, so it might be worth it in the end, but it's going to take a lot of hard work.
Oh, God.
So, I said, no. Like, according to the first option seems to be a little more happier.
Mm-hmm.
So you think I would make good money at it? I mean, we didn't even talk about salary.
What was that?
He wanted to meet me today, but I couldn't meet with them today, which I found really... I mean, they work out of their house, which...
Yes, I would definitely get back with them and hammer out some more details before you make a decision.
Hello.
Adrian, do you have anything to add?
Are you still with us? I think she logged off.
Oh, okay,
let's go to the next caller from the 813. Looks like that one dropped, too.
Oh, dear.
Looks like that's all the callers. If there's any other callers that would like to call in for a card reading with Reed and with me as the pendulum, call in now and get your color chart, and we'll be happy to answer any questions for you. So Reed, what was your take on that girl, on that lady?
Well, I mean, the first job with those cards and the runes, it sounded like a pretty nice deal. The second job, it had some runes that kind of confused me and I'm not familiar with. But I think either way, it would be successful for her. I think the first job would be easier on her, but, like, not as successful in the long term, and the second job would be harder, but more successful in the long term, if that makes sense.
Well, it looked like even the pendulum kept picking up on the first.
So there's much more better vibrations for her in her life going for the first job.
Yeah. And then, Then the
And the last reading that I did with the colors, it sounded like there was a lot of negative things going on.
Oh, yes. And if his negative was green, that's the color of the heart chakra. So you can't have a healthy relationship if your heart chakra is not working right.
Yeah, that's true. Usually I check the chakras with those colors, too, like in my chart. Since we don't have a lot of time, I just did the colors and checking the aura. So if it's connected to the heart chakra, then that means it might be closed, damaged, or it might even need to be cleansed.
Yeah.
So it's hopefully not too damaged. You know, it's something easy to be repaired. You know.
Yeah.
Usually when it's damaged, that's usually caused by like heart attacks or heart problems or sugar disease, viruses, parasites, things like that, you know.
My goodness.
Cancer. Just a lot of bad things that, you know, where you get your vibration to that level. And then you give yourself permission to allow that to happen in your life. And that's something that, where we all have free will, you know, that's something that people need to not allow in their energy or, you know, their energy field. So, and it's all about free will. It's all about, you know, our choices. What we allow and what we don't allow, you know.
Exactly.
Because it's just like possession, you know, you can't be possessed unless you allow it.
Oh, very true.
But I'll tell you what, I was listening to Ed Dames, and he was talking about remote viewing.
Oh, yeah.
And he was saying that when we're in the dream state, that we're more vulnerable to attack. So when a remote viewer goes in to the mind, they attack when you're asleep.
Oh, I see.
If they use mind manipulation or mind control, they can do this by using remote viewing while you sleep.
Oh, wow.
Because when you fall asleep, you drop your guard. You're more vulnerable.
Well, yes. Well, throughout history, there's tons of myths and, like, stories and folklore about vampires and incubus and succubi, you know, coming and attacking people in their sleep. So something that's always been in the mind of the public.
Well, if you want to get into vampire, I'll tell you a little story now that we're getting close to the end of our show, but I had a friend that I was talking to. She's a vampire.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of vampire races, and she was in a past life I had connections with her. Her name's Jenny. And I met her on Pal Talks, another metaphysical website.
What was her name?
Her name's Jenny Larson.
Oh.
And she was a vampire, and she told me she was going to send her family after me to turn me into one of the vampires, because she told me that in a past life that I was part of their occult or whatever it was that they were doing.
Oh, my goodness.
I refused. I told her, I said, no, I'm not. I am strictly a witch. I'm not a vampire, you know.
Good.
And so, anyway, she sends her family after me, and this goes going on about 3-4 in the morning. I wake up, and I hear, like, this old, it seemed like an old chariot, kind of like back in the time of the vampire days.
Oh, wow.
With their horses, and believe it or not, I knew without a doubt, that they were real vampires.
My goodness.
And they were looking for me. So I prayed to Poseidon, and Poseidon, he made like a fog. It was just a plain night. There was no fog, no nothing, and all of a sudden there was just this huge fog came over them, and they couldn't find me because the fog, you know, it basically shielded me is what it did.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, yeah, we do have these guides and abilities and deities to help us, and, you know, no, we don't work alone, you know.
Oh, exactly. We have a wonderful spiritual support system.
So if we ever feel like we're under attack, that's, you know, we have those available. And it looks like we're off the air, Reed.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to do another reading. There's one from the 813. Let's see if they'll come on. 813.
Okay, we can do that one last one.
And it don't look like it. Well, I'm just going to log off then, and I'll call you right back.
Awesome, man. Talk to you later.
All right. All right. Bye.